Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
And I am watching Chester drop O's.
He's getting fucking down with it. Getting down with it.
Also, I am Ryan.
You are Ryan.
All the time.
Since when?
Every single day.
All Ryan, all the time. Welcome to the Smooth FM.
Since before you were born, because I'm the old guy.
Well, we are the Casual Cowards of Gaming. We are on Pointcast 26.1. Technically, the
one week after our birthday
episode. Woo! Yay.
What day was last week?
So we are talking about, which we thought would be appropriate. Is the correct term apropos? I don't know. I'm not a smart person.
What?
Apropos?
That's French for appropriate.
I thought he had a stroke.
And scene. So yes, we are talking about Mario Kart 64 because we are going to SGC. We are playing Mario Kart 64. This will be posted the week before, and we are going to whip your monkey asses at this game.
You know it's
going
to be really fucked up when someone's listening to this and they show up and they're ready
to whip our monkey ass.
They've been training for weeks.
Their body is ready. Yeah, and they just wreck us real hard. Not going to be hard because we'll be super drunk.
There's one guy just locking himself in a room like, must defeat, must
He's
going
to be that guy that shows up in like a denim vest and leather fingerless gloves, and he's ready to play some fucking Mario Kart.
I'm wearing a power glove.
I'm just seriously waiting.
It's so bad.
I'm waiting for the rogue penguin that's going to throw me off, and then it's game over.
Right?
So...
It's way too hot for a penguin to be just walking around.
It's way too hot in Texas in July for a penguin to be walking around. Penguin. So Mario Kart 64, I did no fucking. We probably should have at least looked when this game came out. Like, you know,
doesn't matter.
90.
Yeah, so this game came out in 90.
And while we're doing that, Chester better be fucking.
I'm gonna guess. I'm gonna guess.
96.
Well, I'm old.
I'm saying 96.
Wiki.
No, you want to guess first, bro?
Yeah,
come on.
I do want to guess.
Come on.
At 97.
Ah, I was so close.
Yeah, you looked, didn't you, you fucker?
No, man, my eyes are closed.
By the way, this whole thing just going over and over again, just that's it. Just
It came out in 96 in Japan.
Oh, I'm half right.
December 14th.
See, that music right there, that's when you knew it was about to get real.
You want to know why? Okay, so...
Shit gets real.
Came out in 1997. Unless you owned a computer and did LAN parties or, like, you know, played online with... What was out there? Like, Doom had been... People have been playing that shit online, so that
I
was like...
I done that. Warcraft.
I never played Warcraft 2 online.
Warcraft 2 online.
Okay, and then there was...
For real, though.
Really, though. This was, like, the first big, like, console multiplayer experience for those of us that, you know...
It really
have consoles. And
right, it's the same time as GoldenEye when...
It showcased that the Nintendo 64 had 4 controller ports, and I think the Nintendo 64 only came with 1 controller as stock. So everybody bitched you had to buy a
which is now
2, 3, or 4 controllers.
That's just the way to go now. You want to play with your friends? Make them buy a controller.
Well, it's not even de facto because there are no longer ports. Everything's Bluetooth or wireless, all that bullshit. But this is the game along with GoldenEye to where you got 4 of your friends in a room, which we just proved back in October. Or was it January? Back in January.
What happened in January?
The Nintendo Olympics.
Oh, were? That was so long ago?
Yeah, it was back in January. Because we were supposed to do it in October, and they had to push it back to January. Even now, grown men will scream at the top of their lungs at each other to beat people in this game. Mm-hmm. It's not a very... If you think about it, compared to the new game, especially Mario Kart 8. Mario Kart 8 is off the wall. I played it for like 3 rounds.
On the wall.
Or even Mario Kart Double Dash, Mario Kart for the Wii, all of those games, Mario Kart 64 set the precedent because it's 3D. It added so many elements that the original Mario Kart didn't have, and it was fast paced enough and just a super blast to play. So
I never played it.
Super blast.
Just kidding. Speaking of the Olympics, I dominated that fucking game.
Were you Wario? You play. I think you're,
my... No, I'm usually Toad. If I can't be,
I always
Yoshi.
Play Wario.
He's Wario.
I'm Wario.
And I am always
Yoshi.
Yoshi.
You monster.
I'm always Yoshi. But we should talk about that. So while it was one of the, it was the second Mario Kart game in the series, it was a little more obtainable because it was faster. It did have really vibrant colors. There were, do we say 16 levels? Four extra ones if you count the backwards. The
no,
special.
It was every, it was all 16.
Oh, it was all 16 backwards.
With the special cup or whatever it was referred to. Because, I mean, you could choose like, what, 50cc, 100cc, or 250cc
and
or
the
something
I cup.
Like that. And then there was the I cup, exactly.
The I
also known as the special cup.
The ICUP.
Or special.
two something, one I cup?
Yes.
I don't know.
Two toads.
One cup. No, my God, no.
There's your episode name.
This
Derek.
Ice cream is delicious, Mario.
Oh, no. Not okay.
Here we go.
No. That was terrible. Why did two toads, one cup happen? It's has it been 20 minutes yet? I'm going to stare at this fucking watch until it's done.
It's been five.
So
God, I want to see that.
So Mario Kart 64, like I said, it for one thing, it was like multiplayer. You couldn't choose the same person. So there are fights, which we are too dumb to know that there were three classes. So there is plenty to go around for four players, unless you wanted to be like the medium class. So you could either be a light class player, a medium class player, or a heavy class player.
I didn't even know that it did that. I just thought you picked your favorite character and they all did what they did.
Which is what I think.
Well, I had noticed that, because I always chose Wario, and I noticed that
you bumped into people.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a heavier character and it made sense, but he accelerated slower.
Mm-hmm.
But once you hit the top speed, it was harder to lose that momentum as well.
So was it harder to turn? Did you? Because I don't play Mario. Like I have literally only played Yoshi from 1997 to the present. I'm not fucking kidding you.
Yeah.
Like, it might as well be Yoshi Kart because that's all I play. By the way, you cannot be Yoshi if you're playing in SGC.
Yes, you can. You just have to get to him faster.
Faster. Mine! It's mine!
Claimed.
So anyway, go on. You were talking about something before.
No.
I just didn't
just
know.
Mario,
I didn't. I never really realized until recently that the heavier characters were, it was harder to get your jump like off the get-go.
Hmm.
And they hit harder when they actually bumped into you.
They did, because being okay, so you were Wario. What were you? I was Yoshi.
I like Yoshi Toad. If you're not there, and I also like Toad because he's. I just realized that now. Yeah, he is super quick.
So there's a guy who's got a 15-minute YouTube video who breaks down their starting speeds, their top speed. Oh no, because I mean you get up to a top speed pretty quick, and I think that when they're up to a top speed, everybody has the same top speed, unless it's the bullshit rubber band physics. Or rubber band gameplay.
Where like, the person in front moves slightly slower than everyone else. Or
when I just think like I think that they you tow the fastest person. I mean you being the fastest person will tow whoever the person is right behind you, like right behind you.
Yeah.
So that's why the multiplayer in this game was a little brutal. No matter how fast you go, number two is always right there, just to make it like more competitive.
Yeah.
So. So this guy broke down on YouTube a 15-minute video where he took the three slow players, which was the Princess, Yoshi, and Toad, the two medium class.
Yeah, Toad's not slow.
No, they're not. They say slow. I meant light.
Okay.
The three light players, Princess, Yoshi, and Toad, the two medium players, Mario and Luigi. Finally, they're on the same playing field. And then they had the three heavy characters, which was Wario, Donkey Kong, and Koopa. Excuse me, Bowser.
Wait. I think you missed a middle character. You missed the Koopa Troopa.
Was there? Oh, and there was a Koopa Troopa. I don't remember him even being on there.
I'm seeing eight characters here.
Yeah, I counted out eight, didn't I?
Wait, where was the Koopa Troopa at?
Yeah, you've got Mario and Luigi, your medium, Peach, Toad, Yoshi, your light, and then Wario, Donkey Kong, and Bowser.
No, Koopa Troopa came in at Double Dash.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
This
is saying that lightweight drivers have the fastest acceleration and the highest top speed.
I don't remember them getting up
to
a top
speed.
Yeah,
but when you get hit, it fucks you up.
Yeah, if a heavy character hits you, then you get fucked up. But they have, it says lightweight characters are the only ones that can use a triple gas acceleration recovery technique.
I don't even know what that is.
It says tapping the gas button 3 times, then holding to accelerate more quickly.
Stop giving these fucking people tips.
So, like, if you spin out, you tap it 3 times, and then you hold it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
So that now Yoshi is even more my favorite player, because I was thinking about, like, doing a last-minute switch-up to, like, Bowser, because this guy who broke down all the characters, he literally timed them off the line. So all of the medium characters are the slowest accelerators. They mm-hmm. they actually accelerate slower than the heavy characters.
They have the same top speed as the heavyweights, but they accelerate slower. So I don't know what the point of that would be.
So why would they make Mario and Luigi the worst characters?
It's Mario Kart. I don't know. See, this
Yoshi because Kart. Probably because people would just assume that they have an advantage because they're Mario and Luigi.
But you knew off the start that they never had an advantage. Like they. Yeah. Nobody that I played with ever chose Mario or Luigi. It was either, like, actually Ryan was the first person who actually chose, like, a heavy person. Like, because I'm almost positive you won with Luigi in the Nintendo Olympics.
Maybe.
Well, you beat me with it.
Maybe.
Like, before I wasn't even playing.
Well, I don't know, because sometimes my characters get taken, and I just gotta make a rash decision.
You gotta fucking wreck house, whether you fucking like it or not.
It doesn't matter. I'll be anybody, and I'll still beat you.
Do they have a list of the courses on there? Because that was another Probably. Big thing. While you were talking earlier about how the different courses, you didn't like the original Mario Kart for the Super Nintendo, which I think that you missed out on a great game.
Well, I didn't play it until after I had played 64, and it was like, why would I, just like you were saying, you were playing GTA 3, and you'd played games recently.
It's like going back and playing it, it's just
painful.
It was dated. It was way slower.
Back in time.
But they only had flat courses.
Yeah.
In the Super Nintendo version. The Nintendo 64, it was just no holds barred.
It's fully like, three-dimensional world, yeah.
Right? They took the... they used to be like the question mark blocks in the ground.
And there's on a the list original, of courses.
And they turned them into little floating blocks.
Which people could take even though they had the
Yeah, you could take... And items. Also, you could hit two at once, which was super annoying.
And they had... Oh, no, they had the upside-down block, too. That was another thing we didn't touch on.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we were discussing this episode before... That little trap
the
block,
trick one,
which you always drop right in front of yeah, them. Yeah, like, right, fuck you. Definitely. There it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you have the courses like laid out? Like, mm-hmm. what do you got? So the first one is the Mario Circuit.
Well, you've got the Mushroom Cup, Flower Cup, Star Cup, and Special Cup, which are the four different categories that had four courses each.
Gee.
But I mean, do you want me to list all 16?
Well, no. Okay, let's just go through the first four stages.
I mean, the big ones. I mean, Luigi Raceway is the first one. It's just an oval,
it's a good introduction to it. That one, because I didn't know this until I played Mario Kart on the DS about the power slide. How's that kilt
this,
lifter?
Yeah, it's stronger than a Coors Light. It's good. Slide. I enjoy it, but
it's,
I wasn't
it's
ready.
Thick.
Also, it's been sitting on the table for 20 minutes, so it's a little warm.
It's Four Peaks kilt lifter.
Hey, thanks, Four Peaks for.
Still not sponsoring us. So this was a good track to learn the power slide, to where you could turn, and if you push back a couple times, you would get a boost coming out of the corners. So
push back a couple times.
No, not I mean left and right.
You'd have to wiggle the controller left and right.
Oh, yeah. So okay. I didn't know about that was an option until I was playing the DS, and Laurel and I were just like, when we go to bed, like when we lived in our old apartment like 4 or 5 years ago. We would play like probably 45 minutes of Mario Kart DS, and I accidentally figured that out, and I was like, bitch is going down.
It was essentially like I finally beat my
wife. It was essentially like using a mushroom.
It was, yeah, when you came out of the corner.
Speed boost, yeah.
So when I went back and played this, I'm like, I wonder if this is where it started. And to my understanding, I think that's where it started, because it does actually show you have a different smoke, and then when it
gets like yellow.
Yeah, and then when you
then
come out of it.
It says it spells out the word vroom.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Nice. So
in the smoke, though, there's letters coming out the back of your car that spell vroom.
I did not even notice that.
Yeah.
So, all these years.
So that's that. Then the next one. Let me see. I can't remember. The next one was the ranch, right?
Yep. Moo Moo Farm.
Fucking hate that. I hate the gophers. I hate the gophers
so much. I hate that level.
I hate them so good.
Actually, I destroyed on that level too. And we at the Nintendo Olympics, we were playing on a projector.
Oh, that well, that won't happen again.
And I couldn't see shit the whole time, and I smoked on that track because I knew where the gophers would pop up, and I knew where to stay the fuck away from, and everyone else was trying to keep it tight in the corners.
Yeah.
And we're just like, just getting jacked by gophers.
Goddamn,
it was great.
Gophers.
So the next one was, is it the ice one?
Nope. Koopa Troopa Beach.
Had a great shortcut and the crabs.
And it had the music that sounded exactly like a breakdown from a Led Zeppelin song.
Did you get that? Did you find that?
No, I couldn't find it. I mean, I didn't look for it at all.
Oh, so I just have nothing here. Do I even have anything?
No.
Oh, I've got those there.
I got those.
Just got the old sounds
loaded up.
What song is that?
And what's the last one?
Calamari Desert. Where if you timing was bad, you'd have to wait for the train to pass before you could continue.
Yeah. So awful.
It wasn't that bad.
But there was some kind of train track shortcut.
No, because you'll either go going wrong way or something like that, wasn't there?
No, I mean, I think you could do it right where if you knew where to use the track, you could cut through half the course.
For the most part, just stay on the track.
That was another one that worked out really well in the Olympics because I never got hit by the train and I always just barely sneak by. Everyone had to either get hit or wait for the train.
For Mario Kart 8, they actually took away a lot of the recovery time. Like, it didn't...
Can't you reset yourself?
I don't know if you can reset yourself because I think that was like a big complaint of theirs for Mario Kart 8. Like, if you flew off the edge in any of the Mario Kart games, you would have to fall. You'd have to let the game, reset the screen, and then Lukit would, come and drop you back in.
Drop you, but if you did time it right, I think you could get a speed boost coming off Lukit.
You could.
Yeah.
But with Mario Kart 8, right when you go off the track, you kind of fall a little bit, and then Lukit just catches you and then puts you back in. Like, you don't have to wait. Yeah. So it keeps it a little more fair, but I think that even if you were in second or third place, I think there are some of that rubber band shit.
Physics, you could definitely catch up with whoever's in lead.
So what do we got for the flower cup?
Yeah, the flower cup. Toad's Turnpike.
Oh, fuck. That was the cars.
That's the one where there's traffic. You're driving down the highway and there's all these cars and semis. That's great.
Don't you have to cross it at some point?
No, you're on the road.
Isn't the one you have to jump over the road? Which one is that?
Oh no, Wario's. That was like the Supercross track for Wario.
That one's fun.
That was in the Star Cup, right?
Wario Stadium.
Yeah, in Star Cup.
In the Star Cup, where you had to jump over the course, but if you fell down,
This is where you could screw someone if you're looking at their screen right before they hit it. If you had the lightning bolt, you could hit and then they wouldn't have enough speed
out
to fall in. Oh, dude, we are going to wreck you at fucking SGC. It's going to be so awesome. We are going to show up with 98 shirts and leave with 96.
I can't wait to have enough shirts for every day of the year.
I'm going to make a blanket. I'm going to make a flag out of all the shirts that you guys are not going to win.
Make a quilt?
Yes, a quilt.
All right, so what was after?
Sorry about that. Go on.
Oh, that's okay. Then we got the Frappe Snowland.
I hate Snowland, too.
Is that
the one with the penguins?
No, that was Sherbet Land, which is in the next cup.
No, for real? What Sherbet was the other Land Snowland?
Had the penguins. Frappe Snowland. I think you could get stuck in the snow or something. I don't really remember.
Oh, you know what? No, I do, because they had the snowman. We never played the star. We never played if you think about it, you play the Mushroom Cup, you play the Star Cup, and then
the special Rainbow Road.
Yeah, because Rainbow Road is
everybody loves Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Road is
I fucking hate Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Road is 1,200 meters.
We'll get to it.
Okay, let's see what's after the snow
after
one.
After Frappe Snowland.
Yeah.
Choco Mountain or Choco Mountain.
That one you could easily get through. There's a shortcut.
Is that the one that looked like
that was when they had the avalanche, like the stones would roll across the course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
That. No, that wasn't the shortcut. The shortcut is like Dinosaur Island or something like that, or Dinosaur.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Dino, Buttercream.
None of these have the word Dino or Dino.
What's the last one?
Mario Raceway.
Yeah, you know what's funny?
That was the one with Bowser.
Like
not Bowser. No, I'm sorry. Bow Wow. You know the big chomp thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The big chomp chain?
Yeah, chomp chain.
Like in the garden, like right there?
Yeah.
Was that the one where they had the big ramp? Do you know for a game that we really should have played and got up to stuff?
Fuck it.
I just realized I've only played the Mushroom Cup and the Star Cup.
Yeah.
There is a big gap there. Somebody fucking challenges me
the Flower Cup were poop tracks.
It'll all come back to you. It'll all come.
I hope before we're in the shirt deficit,
right?
Because I'm
because we're like, give us your address, we'll mail you a shirt.
The Mushroom Cup was like great, quick, fast, fun tracks, and then the Star Cup was like challenging tracks. You don't play the Flower Cup; those are dumb.
Well, I mean, they were frustrating because the Toad's Turnpike and the
goddamn Gophers. Like,
okay, so let's go to Star
Cup.
Yeah,
Wario Stadium.
Yep,
which you already touched on. Sherbet Land with the penguins and the caves and the
God.
Yeah, fuck that. I fuck penguins. That. Fuck you.
Stalagmites, the ice stalagmites coming out the ground. You got to go through that cave and, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
No, no.
Royal Raceway?
That's the one. Okay, so what's the Mario Speedway is different than Royal Raceway because Royal Raceway has the chomp and it has where you go out. I'm
that's the one around the, isn't that the one with the castle?
Yeah, no. It's the castle. It's got that huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's got that huge because you hit like three of the like the fast
the booster things on the ground.
So what was the one in the Star Cup? Not the Star Cup, the Flower Cup.
You mean Mario Raceway?
Yeah, Mario Raceway. There, yeah,
we're already beyond that.
I'm trying, in my mind,
remembers Bowser's Castle.
Oh, that was fuck great.
That way.
That was where they had the things that dropped down.
The thwomps. And like they had the arrows that go this way. And you're like, I'm not ready to go this way.
And then they had like a false turn where if you turn too soon, you go into
and,
the lava.
The ghosts would fly out of the wall.
The ghosts.
Oh,
chase
my
you.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so fucking annoying.
You could also
awesome.
Fuck people on that, too, because there's a lot of lava you got to jump.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Okay, I remember Mario Raceway. It's got the two we went through. Yeah, okay. I'm going to beat you on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I got this one.
Next.
Oh, that's the one with the tube.
Special Cup was DK's Jungle Parkway.
That's fun, because you could actually go off that big ramp over the riverboat.
And it had the... rope bridges.
Yeah, and there's also a shortcut where if you like right after the rope bridge when you go into the cage, you can actually jump up the hill to cut that big
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
You better fucking know about that when there is a shirt on the line. We're going to play some Mario. You got to come over to my tomorrow. You're going to be at my house tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
For my not 33rd
for
birthday.
Your surprise birthday party.
Surprise. we'll do some fucking Mario Kart action. And the last one,
Yoshi Valley. This is not the last one. We're on the Special Cup now.
Okay, the Special Cup. Yoshi Valley is the one where it's broken up into different.
There's like all kinds of different tracks, but if you like go off the track, you fall.
But there is a huge shortcut in the Yoshi Valley. Like it's like three turns and you're at the end of it.
Yeah,
and there's got that giant spinning egg in the middle that you have to dodge. It really isn't that bad to dodge, but...
Followed by Banshee Boardwalk. Fuck Banshee Boardwalk.
Oh, that's the ghost house
terrible,
one, right?
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
That one's
where the
Scott,
bats could hit
you fall off so
off.
Much in that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, apparently, we're going to be playing a lot of Banshee Boardwalk.
Yeah, so everyone's taking notes like, yeah, they hate this one. They hate this one.
All eight of
one.
You that I... If you listen in Texas,
all zero of you that will be in Texas.
All of our
there.
Texas listeners.
Well, you know, we could probably post a little
Texas
Twitter thing.
Texas is so huge. Like, if you don't live near Dallas, you're not going to find us. If you're in Austin, that's like 4-hour drive.
Hey, we're flying across the halfway across the country just to give away shirts. So
it's funny how Texas is two states away and we're flying halfway across the country.
Right?
Because everything's bigger in Texas. If we learned anything from that really, really high weight or bartender.
She was super high.
I got my braces on, and I got a kid. I'm smoking weed.
I'm going to go get high in the alley.
You know why I'm talking shit? Because I'll never go back there.
And last but not least, Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Road's the shit.
That had a crazy-ass shortcut, too.
I also hate Rainbow. Yeah, where you could fall down to the next...
Yeah. So check this out.
Failed every single time
I
tried.
I've never successfully done it.
Rainbow Road is 2,000 meters long.
Yep.
To give you like a perspective, Mario Raceway is 567 meters long.
The shortest one looks like Moo Moo Farm at 527.
Wait, so, it's like a half a
It's huge. It was always, like, the giant one.
It was like a half hour
God.
Race. It's just like, is it over yet?
Did you give me an outro track on this, or am I just doing whatever?
I think it was the second one.
This is the two.
And then, of course, you had like the special where
you
would do the whole course backwards.
But it didn't really matter because like if you went through that first player and got all that shit, you just wanted to beat your friends because there was never any time like you just there was nobody who reigned supreme in this game.
Well, you had to place first in each cup at each speed in order to unlock the next.
I don't want to do the math, but I feel like 2,000 meters is like a mile and a half.
Three times.
Yeah. That's like 10 miles.
That's too long. But like I said, this game had longevity, and it still does. Like it will be in every Nintendo Olympics that we do.
Oh yeah, it's
perfect. Only because there's no clear cut winner because there's like wild cards everywhere. This is while the first Mario Kart had a lot of wild cards because that's what, like, you know, changed everything up, this one really made it like where anybody could win. Like, any nonsense could happen. Something stupid could happen. You could fall off track. You could go off
dominating the entire time, and then bam, blue shell.
Yeah, and you're out. Oh, and that's where it introduced the blue shell.
Motherfucking blue, that sound.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Like, no!
Yeah, it's like, shit, I don't want to be in first place anymore.
Dude, as soon as I hear that, or I see somebody, like, I'll admit it now. I look at screens. I look at screens all day.
Oh, sure.
As soon as somebody releases the blue shell, I hit the brake if I'm in first. Yeah. And I'll let somebody else fly by me, and then I'll just slow play it. Just
tail them. Not too close, because you'll get hit by the blue shell, too.
Well, they fixed that in, like, you know, the Mario Kart, the newer ones, because the Mario Kart, or the blue shell in the newer ones, is a huge atom bomb. So it just takes out everything.
Yeah, everyone.
Like, if you guys are just competing for the first, fuck you.
Fuck everybody.
Yeah. How long did I say it was?
But you wouldn't get the blue shell.
You said a mile and a half, mile.
It's a mile and a quarter.
You had to be.
My math is bad.
By like 0.03.
You had to be like in seventh or eighth place to even get the blue shell.
And that's another thing about this game is that along with the rubber band.
Same with physics, the Thunderbolt. Like, if you were in first, you're never going to get one.
You're only going to get like green shells and banana peels.
It's called first place problems. Because you're already up there, but the game, that's how it tried to equalize it.
Because even if you're in like fifth place and you get a blue shell, you're probably not going to get first, but it feels real fucking good.
Still manipulate who wins this fucking game.
Yeah, to hear your buddy go, motherfucker! Just like get real pissed off about it. It feels good.
All right. I just got a random text, but it's not important. Anyway, so I'm going to do this.
Just because. I got the items pulled up here, the different items you could get.
Oh, are we going to keep going with the items?
Yeah, I don't know why you're trying to stop.
Has
it been 20 minutes already?
It's actually been 27 minutes.
What?
He's playing us off.
Oh, well, fuck it.
I was trying to play us off.
Fuck the items.
There are things that you can get.
Red shells and green shells. Obviously, red shell. If you get the triple red shell,
yeah, you're a monster.
Not only do you have like a shield, but
that's probably the best.
I call them the ramming the shells, or like the green shells or the ramming shells.
Somebody tries to knock you out.
That's actually something. If you hit somebody with a green shell who's in front of you, you deserve to be in front of them.
You're a boss.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Fucking
yeah.
in line. But we will find out how you guys fucking play. Because we have got shirts on the line.
That's right.
We're going to be giving shit away. If you win, you get a shirt at a SGC. If you lose, you get a sticker that will actually say how bad you sucked at Mario Kart.
Or if you come around on the last day and we have a whole bunch of shirts, you'll probably...
I will throw a shirt at you.
Right? Now, I do want to touch on one last thing. The Boo, when you got the ghost power-up.
The steel.
Or the steals other people's powers.
What did that do?
It stole the closest person's stuff.
And it made you invisible.
Yeah.
Like reptile.
God damn it. So, we are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, Pocket Cast, and...
We're also on Molly.
Molly.
Right now.
We're on Molly, there you go. Yep. Joke. But...
Here's the clapping sound.
Oh, I got that. So, thank you for listening to the 26... Pointcast 26.1. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan, and I will see you in Texas.
Fucking, we will see you there.
Well, see you all. Loosely used.
Bring it on, fuckers.